Good morning. It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. I hope you have a wonderful weekend in store. Relax. Enjoy yourself. We're going to help you do that with Film Week coming up in the next hour. Coming up later this hour, the federal government pulling the plug on California's high-speed rail funding. We'll consider the state's next move. But first, the Army Corps of Engineers reports the dam protecting much of Orange County from catastrophic flooding urgently needs shoring up. A Prado Dam controls surges along the Santa Ana River. It protects 29 downstream communities, housing nearly 1.5 million people. The dam sits along the 91 freeway, where Orange and Riverside counties meet. As the LA Times reports, the Army Corps announced this week, Prado Dam's risk characterization has been raised from moderately urgent to high urgency. What does that mean? With us from the Los Angeles Times, staff writer Louis Sahakian, who's been closely following this story. Louis, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
So we've seen so much attention, of course, to the Oroville Dam in Northern California, where they had serious spillway problems, evacuation of more than 100,000 residents downstream from Lake Shasta there. Put this into context, because I know this isn't anywhere near as large as what you're talking about with Oroville, but here you've got a huge urban area downstream along the Santa Ana River.
Oroville Dam is one of the largest dams, if not the largest, in California, if not the one of the largest in the country. At Oroville Dam, part of the problem was a spillway. The concrete slab of the spillway was, it turned out, it was relatively thin, and the foundation was.
I think we just lost Louis on our phone connection there. We'll try and get him back. We're talking about what the issue is with Prado Dam, a report coming out this week, or at least released this week, by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which described concerns about the spillway if the water level behind Prado Dam were to top the dam, that there'd be serious problems structurally for the integrity of the dam. Now, you might be somewhat familiar with the reservoir that's behind Prado Dam. Often it's dry, but during the rainy season or periods of especially intense rain, you've actually got wetlands back there with habitat for all kinds of birds and other species. It's a beautiful area, and right abutting this very urban area, you know, cities like Corona and the like, you've got this open space behind Prado Dam. But the safety function that it serves is to protect all those communities that are along the floodplain for the Santa Ana River. Louis, I think we got you back. So you were talking about how this is different than Oroville, but significant risk.
It's different, but I was beginning to say that there are.
Well, we lost Louis again, so we'll try and let you know what's going on. Apparently, you're just losing the connection with us. 866-893-KPCC if you have questions about Prado Dam and its integrity. Also with us, Martin McCann, who's an adjunct professor at Stanford University. He's the director of the National Performance of Dams Program at Stanford. Yes, that's the name of it. He's a civil and environmental engineer. Martin McCann, thank you, sir, for being with us.
Pleasure to be here.
I know that you're not necessarily expert on Prado Dam, but just from what you've seen from the Army Corps of Engineer release, what seems to be the biggest concern about the vulnerability of Prado?
Well, that gets into some details. I haven't seen a report about the analyses that they have done. I do know that the Corps has a very rigorous dam safety program where they look at the likelihood of these events, the potential failure modes at these structures. In the case of a large dam like this, with large inflow flood events that could occur, there are a number of different failure modes that might exist. But in terms of exactly which ones are playing out here as being real important. I have not seen any reporting on that of yet.
Well, with the climate warming and the potential for more extreme weather conditions, both drought and intensity of rain, is that something, to your knowledge, that the Corps is taking into account as it looks at the viability of dams around the country?
Yes, as far as I know, they do. To what extent they consider these issues is very much a site specific problem. But they do look at climate change issues because it does affect in particular the frequency of these events, how often they would occur, and potentially how much larger the floods might be.
Back in 2005, when we had a very heavy multi-day rain event, I think that was an El Nino year, if I recall correctly, water began seeping through the earthen extension there of the dam. And so authorities released more water than they would have otherwise to relieve the pressure. And then they sent a flood warning to some of the communities downriver. In fact, over 3,000 residents were evacuated for about 24 hours. Out of concerns for flooding. They used Corona High School's gym as a temporary shelter for those that were evacuated. So that ended up not being a particularly dangerous event, but the concern is, you know, if the dam were to fail and you had intense periods, you know, day after day of heavy rains, that you could end up with the communities downriver along the Santa Ana River inundated. Okay, we're going to try this the third time with Louis Sahagun of the Los Angeles Times. So, Louis, pick up again, if you will, talking about the threat here.
Yes, I'll try. The problem at Prado right now is that just a few weeks ago, a performance assessment of Prado Dam revealed that the concrete spillway is relatively thin. And the concern is that if that floodwaters were to spill over the top, it would deteriorate that concrete spillway and flood 29 communities from Anaheim and Santa Ana all the way to the Pacific Ocean. So you were mentioning Oroville. Oroville also had a thin concrete slab. So there is this similarity. These dams were built 50. These are infrastructures that were built and designed in accordance with assumptions about meteorological shifts of a century ago. Climate change has changed all that. We are now seeing whiplash shifts of extreme wet and extreme dry, as we saw when one of the worst droughts in California history ended in 2017 with one of the wettest rain seasons we've ever seen. These dams were built to save communities from a series of storms of the scale of what we saw right here in Southern California in 1862. The problem is that it was once thought that a storm of that size, which, by the way, dropped 36 inches of rain on the city of L.A., would occur every 1,000 to every 10,000 years. But new studies suggest a storm of that scale could happen over the next 40 years. One more thing about all this.
Yeah, real quickly, Louis. Yeah.
We saw Oroville, now we've got Prado, and 2 years ago, Whittier Narrows was determined to be among the most dangerous or highest risk dams in the United States. So it's 2.5 million people now that are facing potential flooding.
Yeah, because I think you write in your piece for the LA Times, Lewis, that the Whittier Narrows Dam, because of all the residents who would be threatened if it failed, that's the highest priority for work, and work is scheduled to get underway on that. Joining us now from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Oh, no, we don't have her quite yet. All right, we're trying to get her lined up to join us. Lillian Dougherty, who's the Division Chief of Operations, can talk with some detail about what the plans are for the Prado Dam. You might notice that if you drive up or down the 71, the Corona Freeway there, right where it intersects with the 91 freeway, that's where Prado Dam is. You can see it from both the 91 and from the 71, and it's being increased in capacity right now. They're doing quite a bit of work on the area behind the dam, habitat restoration, attempting to increase the capacity to build up the dam itself there. And so, Lewis, this has been going on quite a few years, hasn't it?
It's been good. Well, it's the improvements that began in 2002, but this new discovery. It's unknown at this point how much it will cost or even exactly what they have to do to make that spillway safe. It's unknown how much it's going to cost.
All right. So and is work underway, to your knowledge, on the Whittier Narrows Dam, or is that still to commence?
No, it's still to commence, but they know what they want to do there. The money is committed of roughly $600 million, and work is scheduled to begin in 2021.
Is it your sense that the near catastrophe at Oroville and the mass evacuation there, that's kind of lit a fire under the Army Corps when it comes to assessing these dams, particularly in California?
As a matter of fact, it did, but it's one of several concerns and events that have occurred in recent years that have made the Army Corps go back and take a hard look at its portfolio of 600 dams in the United States, 27 of which are high risk, including Whittier Narrows and Prado.
Lewis Sahakian of the Los Angeles Times, his piece in today's paper, outlines exactly what's going on with the Prado Dam review. Lewis, I know you need to go. Thanks so much for talking with us this morning. Also with us, civil and environmental engineer Martin McCann, who directs Stanford University's National Performance of Dams program. Martin McCann, did the Oroville incident in Northern California, has that led to a sped-up timeline in review of dams elsewhere in the country?
It has in some places, and I would say it's really ongoing. For example, in California, there was an initiative to look at spillways similar to Oroville and Prado. So there were immediate initiatives that were undertaken, and I think the lessons from Oroville are still to be learned and acted upon, because there was an awful lot that came out of the independent forensic study that the industry is going to have to address.
Yeah, and do you think the argument that climate change, the warming of the planet, and along with it, more extreme weather conditions that California's, at least in recorded history, been prone to anyway, but with that being intensified, is this just going to mean there's going to have to be significantly more attention paid and expenditures for this?
I think potentially the dam safety question in California and in the nation as a whole is one that has been gaining more and more attention over the last 2 to 3 decades, and it's been slow in coming, but it's been progressing, it's been improving. Oroville was a wake-up call for California, certainly. Unfortunately, no one got hurt, but it was a wake-up call, and I think the nation as a whole is sitting up and paying attention. And as you just heard, the Corps of Engineers, has focused their attention on spillways and so we have this situation with Prado Dam. I will say though that the Corps has an excellent dam safety program. Whittier Narrows has been pre Oroville on their radar and recognized as a very high risk and needing attention. I don't know for sure whether or not Oroville changed that. There may be an emphasis on speeding up the schedule, but it was already on schedule to be addressed. But I think the nation as a whole is well aware of what Oroville means to dam safety in general, and folks are paying attention and slowly making changes.
Well, and we don't think of Southern California. We don't think a lot about the rivers here because we go through such prolonged periods where there's little water in our rivers. But when you think about the San Gabriel River and the Whittier Narrows Dam and its responsibility there, and you think of Prado for the importance along the Santa Ana River, these are huge infrastructure projects of great importance to Southern California. We have with us now from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the division chief for the operations of the L.A. District, Lillian Doherty. Ms. Doherty, thank you for being with us.
I'm happy to be here.
What is the timeline for making improvements on Prado Dam to make it able to withstand spillover during an intense series of storms?
You know, I do need to back up for just a moment. So in May of this year, as part of a periodic review, we identified potential issues due to non-compliance with industry standards. So our team is currently in the field, actually daily at this point, identifying what those requirements would be. So I can't tell you definitively at this point what the time frame is, but we are looking to do interim risk reduction measures in very short order, and then the longer-term measures would be done at a later date. But we do need to identify what we need to do first. That's the primary objective at this moment.
The ongoing project for the land behind the dam, where there's wetlands restoration going on, the capacity's being increased, and I think there's already work to raise the level of the dam. Is that, to your knowledge, going to provide some mitigation to the current risk?
So those are separable sort of activities. We are looking as part of that project, however, where they do kind of come together is that project is looking to raise the spillway. Now, what we determine in the short term about what needs to be done could influence the design of the raising of the spillway, which is estimated to occur and be completed by 2023.
All right. And is the money allocated, the millions of dollars necessary to do this, or is that potentially going to delay addressing the needs in this report?
So because we have not yet identified what needs to be done, it's difficult to say whether additional funds would be needed, whether it could already be wrapped in with the monies that have been allocated to raise the spillway. I don't know that I can answer that question immediately, but we are looking to identify what those costs are going to be and whether additional funds are needed. Additional funds may be needed for interim risk reduction measures. Again, that's in the short term, working with communities and improving public outreach and doing measures to reduce the risk that we have identified associated with the spillway.
The dam is nearly 80 years old and was designed even before that point. How much has been done historically since the original construction?
There's been quite a bit of work. We have teams on the ground on a weekly basis, and we have teams operating and maintaining. Under the Santa Ana River Main Stem project, it was improved in significant ways. We've extended the embankments. We've raised the main embankment. We've modified and improved and built a brand new control tower and outlet structure. So there's quite a few improvements that we've made since that time. The one thing I do want to emphasize is that even though our infrastructure is, in fact, 80 years old, it is dry most of the year. And historically, it's never gone to spillway. and it continues to perform exactly the way it was designed. Last year, we had more rain than we've seen in Southern California, probably in the last 20 years, and it performed exactly as it was intended.
All right. I want to thank you very much, Ms. Dougherty, for being with us and talking about this. And once you have more details on the cost and the specific fixes, I'd love to talk with you and see what the plan is for Prado Dam. Thanks very much. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers L.A. District Division Chief Lillian Dougherty on the report that just came out this week that Prado Dam rises to the highest level of urgency for assessment for retrofitting because of concerns over possible deluge to 29 Orange County and Riverside County cities downriver along the Santa Ana River. Tear Talk on 89.3 KPECC.